And at 7:06 this morning, we have mostly cloudy skies here in the Nishna Valley and your current temperature at 34 degrees. Looking for sunny skies later today with a high near 48. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. An Audubon County Sheriff's deputy and his canine partner were injured during an accident late Friday night. The Iowa State Patrol says 25-year-old Deputy Sean Young of Audubon, who was wearing his seatbelt, was transported by Exira ambulance to the Audubon County Memorial Hospital for treatment of minor injuries, while his canine partner suffered life-threatening injuries and was transported to a vet clinic in Atlantic. Officials say the accident, which remains under investigation, happened at around 11:12 p.m. near 345th Street and Lark Avenue. When a trooper arrived on the scene, he found a 2012 Chevy Tahoe in a field drive on the southwest corner of a curve. No other details were released. Two Maple Grove, Minnesota residents were injured on Friday night during a rollover accident in Pottawatomie County. The Iowa State Patrol says a 2006 Saturn Ion driven by 18-year-old Larissa K. McClouth of Maple Grove was traveling south on Interstate 29 at around 10:42 p.m. and was taking the off-ramp from I-29 onto I-680 southbound when the vehicle failed to negotiate a curve on the off-ramp. When the car went off the road to the left, McClouth overcorrected, causing the vehicle to spin out of control and cross the off-ramp before it entered the right ditch, where it rolled over and came to rest on the driver's side. McClouth was not injured in the crash. Her passengers, 21-year-old Raina McClouth and 16-year-old Nolan McClouth, both of whom were wearing seatbelts, were injured and transported by Crescent Rescue to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. A report on their conditions was not immediately available. A release of anhydrous ammonia at the Farm Service Co-op facility in Harlan on Friday morning resulted in two employees being sent to a hospital in Omaha. According to Harlan Lieutenant Fire Chief Jason Wickeser, the two unidentified employees were working on a semi-tanker believed to have contained anhydrous ammonia at around 10 a.m. Friday when the incident occurred. Ron Kinkle of Farm Service said the workers were taken to Murtu Medical Center and then flown by medical helicopter to the Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Farm Service Co-op was evacuated but returned to normal operation within 2 hours. The cause of the anhydrous ammonia release remained under investigation. Firefighters closed a street in Des Moines East Village area after a bar received a threatening letter in an envelope that included white powder. Crews were called about 12:45 p.m. Friday to Blazing Saddle, a gay bar, after an employee opened the envelope and white powder spilled out. Part owner Brian Smith told the Des Moines Register the bar occasionally gets hate mail, but never anything like this. Firefighters closed East 5th Street between Grand and Locust Streets for about an hour. KCCI-TV reports that a postal inspector also responded and that the FBI would investigate the letter. It wasn't clear whether the powder was being tested. A man has been sentenced up to 50 years in prison in connection with the hypothermia death of a 2-year-old girl. The Waterloo-Cedar Falls Courier reports that Judge Kellyanne LaCar sentenced 38-year-old Nathaniel Quentin Knight on Friday to the long prison term and also ordered him to pay $150,000 in restitution to the estate of Kennadi Porter. The Waterloo girl died at a hospital in March of 2013 after paramedics were called to her home, where she was unresponsive and cold. Doctors say she died of hypothermia. Knight told police he gave the girl a bath and put her to bed, then found her unresponsive. Prosecutors say he likely put her in an unheated porch while he cleaned up after she had soiled herself and him. Weather experts have been spending this past week preparing Iowans for springtime threats such as tornadoes, hail, and lightning. National Weather Service meteorologist Todd Heitkamp is also trying to dispel the many myths that are associated with severe weather. For instance, that lightning can strike twice in the same spot.
There's no doubt that that's a myth. Lightning can strike as often as it wants to. More often than not, lightning will strike the same place multiple times.
Some Iowans might believe it's a good idea to open windows and seek shelter in the southwest corner of a home in the event of a tornado, and that's not the best advice, according to Heitkamp.
We want people to seek shelter underneath something sturdy or in a small interior room. Stay out of the corners because the corners are actually the worst possible places to be during a tornado. And then also opening the windows. It makes no difference. I always say if the tornado wants the windows open, believe me, it's going to open them whether or not you'd like it or not. Better utilize that time to get yourself and your family members to your place of safety.
Another common falsehood about tornadoes is that they'll never cross a body of water.
Nothing stops a tornado other than the tornado itself. So tornadoes can cross bodies of water such as lakes, rivers, and streams.
Hi, Kim says knowing the difference between weather myths and weather facts may help save your life. The past week was designated as Severe Weather Awareness Week. A Newton attorney can no longer practice law after the Iowa Supreme Court revoked her law license, citing numerous cases of unethical conduct that included taking money from clients without completing work on their cases. The state's attorney disciplinary board filed a complaint against 42-year-old Michelle Crum last July, alleging that six counts of ethical violations had occurred. The case was referred to the high court for final determination of punishment. The court in Friday's order found that in several cases, Crum accepted money for attorney services, stopped taking client calls, and refused to return their money. The justices say there's no place in the legal profession for attorneys who misappropriate client funds. Crum's law office telephone number has been disconnected, and she appeared to have no listed home telephone number. And in other news, a Red Oak man serving time in Montgomery County Jail for prior burglary and theft charges was arrested late on Thursday morning on three additional charges of burglary in the third degree. The latest charges against 35-year-old Kim Jack Douglas Tross stem from the incidents of burglary on March 19th at the Greenhouse in Red Oak and the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad, and theft of a vehicle from BNSF on March the 11th. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements here this morning. Walt Ambrose, age 68, of Walnut, died on Tuesday at the Methodist Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Walt Ambrose will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service Atlantic has arrangements. Lenora Jensen, age 90, of Manning, died Sunday at the Regional Manning Regional Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Lenora Jensen will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the Presbyterian Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Loretta Schramm, age 94, of Manila, died Sunday in Texas. Funeral services for Loretta Schramm will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the United Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home Manila has arrangements. Betty Lynn Foos, age 56, of Omaha, died March 7th at Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. A memorial service for Betty Lynn Foos will be held on Saturday, here today, at 2 p.m. at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Janice Farley, age 74, of Denison, formerly of Manila, died on Wednesday at the Denison Care Center. Funeral services for Janice Farley will be held on Monday at 11 a.m. at the OD Funeral Home in Manila. Thelma Blaine McCollum, age 86, of Harlan, died Tuesday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Thelma McCollum will be held on Monday at 2 p.m. at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And William Bill George Lazatter, age 82, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Legion Creighton Hospital in Omaha. Services for Bill Lazatter are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.